You're now tuned into the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
A very good morning to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to another edition of the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia. Today, I am joined by Theo. Theo, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
The morning's lovely. How is it with you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Welcome to another edition of the F&B segment. So let's get right into it. Give us a brief intro of who you are, what you do, and, yeah, we'll take it from there.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Theo Hidulika. I'm employed at F&B Namibia as a fraud analyst, where we assist our clients with various activities or various cases, as well as just banking in general. So F&B, Bank of the People,
yes.
We're always available and we're always here for you.
So as a fraud analyst, what exactly does that entail?
All right. My job entails assisting, assessment, as well as short investigation. What we mean by this is we are the first contact for our clients that are being defrauded, scammed, knowingly, unknowingly. So in my particular role, what I do is, we see what happened, what was compromised, how can we stop that, where the funds went or what was taken, how we can recover that. So it's a whole process that I cannot go into detail, but, we are the first point of contact when our clients need assistance. So we are the guys that look after them and make sure that they are protected. So that's basically a short version of what I do.
So, when a customer calls a fraud line, there's a chance they'll be talking to you.
Yes.
And, that fraud line, can you just give the number for the listeners?
All right. So our number is, 061-299-2222. That is F&B's official contact center number. So you can call that anytime. We are open from, 8 to 10 on weekends and 7 to 10 on weekdays. Well, we're open on a public holiday as well. And Sunday. So it's
anytime
we're available. Yes.
Yes. So, let's get into, bank fraud. What exactly is bank fraud?
All right. So the short version of it, it's basically an attempt or successful attempt to take funds from the bank and its client unlawfully. Unauthorized. So this can come in many forms. Scammers are always busy. They are always busy coming up with new tactics, new programs to deceive you. The most common one is an impersonator. You get a call, you want something, and you divulge your personal information. That is how they get access to your account. And most of the time, our clients are not aware of this. And it's such a big issue in the country right now that our client needs to be vigilant, especially with the impersonator calls. They will call with the story, with something that they are making up, and you as the client, you will believe. So it's very important that you stay focused, you stay alert, because they'll catch you at the most unexpected time.
Yeah.
And by the time you realize what happened, it might be too late. It might be costly as well. So to the listeners, to our clients at large, be vigilant at all time. Call us on our official numbers. Do not think colleagues. Do not take part in these investment schemes.
Yeah.
Because these guys come up with different tactics to compromise and take your hard-earned funds.
Yeah, and I'm actually glad you're here, someone from the fraud line, because we've heard that people also call customers saying that, for example, now impersonating that, "Hi, I'm Theo from the F&B Fraud Center. I need so and so." So please just emphasize to the listeners some of the things that, F&B would never call a client to request.
All right. So one thing that our clients in the nation at large need to take into consideration is that your bank will never call you from a cell phone number. That's the first thing. We don't call our clients after hours. Furthermore, the bank will never ask your personal banking information. This includes your card numbers, your card PIN, your account numbers, your passwords, anything related to your banking. The bank will never ask you for your personal information, as that is your information and only you should know it. So whenever a client gets a call, "We are calling from ABCD. We have picked up ABCD. Can you kindly provide us your card information?" You should already pick up that is a scammer. That is somebody that's trying to have access, unlawful access to your account. So FNB will never ask you your card information. FNB will never ask you your usernames, your passwords, your PINs, your personal banking information. That is sensitive information that only you should know.
Yeah.
So we will never, never, ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And well, one of our listeners messaged us over the weekend saying that she fell victim to a quote-unquote investment scheme, which is how she was defrauded of her money. So for the listeners, what are some other signs that a scam might be taking place, whether that's over the phone, online, through text message, or anything like that? What are some things people should look out for?
All right. The most easiest one is the emails.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a link,
mm-hmm.
look at the email address. What type of email is this? Does it look legitimate?
Yeah.
Search the company online. Is it a legitimate company?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, look at what type of information are these people going to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they will say you need to make an investment for you to get a larger investment. That is already something which is suspicious. Or you need to pay a certain amount for you to get a payout.
Yeah.
So be very vigilant on that. The calls that comes in, if your gut feeling is telling you that no, something is wrong here, hang up, call us on the right channels.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if this person is asking you too many information and they are being aggressive or they are trying to demand, no, we need your card information, no, we need your PIN too for this to go through,
yeah.
then that is a scam. So your gut feelings will always tell you what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and you should always act on it. And if you do become now a casualty in that, the mm-hmm. first thing you need to do is contact us immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use your digital tools on your app or online banking to cancel your cards if they are compromised, but contact us immediately so that we can assist you in securing your funds, securing your account, and see what transpired and how we can assist you further. But your gut feeling is very important. Pick up on the small keys. The tone in the person that's calling, the mm-hmm. number, what type of information are they asking? Mm-hmm. Are they aggressive? You know, so be very vigilant. It's the small things that will tell you that this is a scam.
Yes, most definitely. So now if I'm a client, I notice that a scam is taking place, or I notice that I have been scammed already. Are you able to walk us through some of the steps, in the procedure of reporting such an incident? Like, do I have to, I don't know, maybe submit my ID number? Do I have to physically go to the bank and so on? What does that recovery process look like?
All right. So if you suspect of being scammed or you're scammed, the first thing that you need to do is act.
Mm-hmm.
Act immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Contact your bank on the line that I provided. I'll provide it again. 061-299-22.
Mm-hmm.
Report this incident. If you have access to your online banking or app, blocked your cards, everything that you might think was compromised, it's better to block.
Yeah.
And also then change your passwords. Change your passwords to your online banking. Change your passwords to your cell phone banking,
mm-hmm.
your e-wallets. Change them immediately. But the first thing you need to do is act and call the contact center. We are always available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens from there is an internal process. But usually what we will do is we will investigate. We have dedicated team, our forensics team, our arrest team that will take over.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need your part. What transpired? When did it transpire? Who called you? Which number called you? Did you save this number? What did you provide?
Mm-hmm.
Every piece of information is key for us to be able to assist you at a faster rate and accurate rate. So.
Yeah.
Keep all records of the communication between you and this individual,
mm-hmm.
but trust your instincts. If it sounds wrong, it's mostly wrong.
Yeah.
It's not worth saying that you won $1,000 and then you lose $10,000 in the process. So be vigilant.
Most definitely.
Yes.
So, you know, with the banking online, it's very convenient, something that a lot of us have now come accustomed to. But with that convenience comes now the risk element. What are some safety tips you can share when it comes to online banking in particular? How do people protect themselves when it comes to online banking and transactions?
All right. Online banking is our way of giving you access to your account
mm-hmm.
without you needing to visit one of our branches.
Mm-hmm.
FNB is so innovative and so updated that we have world-class systems with world-class defensive mechanism in place. But you as a client, what can you do to protect yourself further? Unique passwords,
mm-hmm.
create passwords that only you know, with special characters, numbers, capital letters, and so forth.
Yeah. If your name is Theo, don't make your password Theo1.
Yes, don't make Theo1. Yes, exactly. You can make it Eagle FM, the Namibian, and 525, you know, something that cannot be easily guessed. You should also have a two-factor authorization. This is usually for your cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's also available on our digital platform. What this means is every time you try to make an online purchase, or every time an online purchase is attempted on your account,
mm-hmm.
you will get a notification that you must approve it. So that is very, 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 very good. Secondly, avoid using public Wi-Fis. Avoid downloading softwares that can give access, remote access to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, what we don't know is that there are certain apps that can give access to your phone. It's like a back key into your phone, which has your banking application on. So that can also be a risk. Do not use your online banking on your colleague's computer, on your friend's computer, because computer saves and it can save your password.
Exactly.
So the small steps, the small things that you do in every day will protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't share your passwords. Be alert. Keep your information safe. And yeah. Try not to use multiple devices at one time, because you never know who has access to your device. Most of the time, it's the people that might be close to you, might be people that you are not aware of.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to protect yourself. And it's the small steps that will help you always.
Most definitely. Theo, is there any last message you'd like to give to the listeners before we let you go this morning? And please share the contact number one last time as well.
All right. To our listeners and our clients, it's very important that you stay vigilant, stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't sound right, it's not right. Is it too good to be true? It's not true. Always contact the bank when you feel something suspicious is going on. Always contact the bank when you're unsure. We are always available to help you. Stay alert. Be careful where you place your phones, your cards, especially in the public domain, and be safe, guys. It's getting out of hand, and we are here to protect you, but we need you guys to also look after yourself. The small steps that I just gave, it's very important to you. And like I said, if you are feeling that something is wrong, call the contact center, 061-299-2222. We are always available to assist you anytime, any day. That is why FMB is saying, how can we help you?
Exactly, exactly. Theo, thank you very much for your time today. And this has been another edition of the FMB segment, proudly brought to you by FMB Namibia. And we will see you again next week, Monday, same time, same place.
This has been the FMB segment, proudly brought to you by FMB Namibia. Catch the FMB segment every Monday from 7:45.